Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20:4. I very recently had a discussion with an individual who used this passage of Scripture in an attempt to show me that Jesus Christ will come to the earth and establish His earthly kingdom. Also, He will restore the nation of Israel and will reign as king over them for a period of 1,000 years. There are people from many circles of religion who believe this doctrine. In order to believe this doctrine of the millennial reign of Jesus upon the earth, we must understand that all prophecies concerning Jesus have not yet been fulfilled, and the throne of Christ has not yet been set. This passage in this last book of the Bible does not mention the coming of Christ, nor the throne of Christ, nor the city of Jerusalem, nor the nation of Israel. Those who lived and reigned with Christ were the souls of those who were beheaded because they would not worship the earthly and be influenced by the material. When the fifth seal was opened in Revelation 6:9, John saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Jesus Christ came into the world to redeem human souls from the captivity of sin, while refusing to be made an earthly king. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. John 6:15. His testimony to Pilate was, "My kingdom is not of this world." John 18:36. Mary was told by the angel Gabriel concerning the birth of Jesus, "The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David," Luke 1:32. The throne was given and the reign of Jesus Christ began at the resurrection and ascension of Christ. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Acts 2:30-31. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.